আর ইয়ে তো বিশ্বরূপ মহোৎসব, টুডে অলসো হরিদাস ঠাকুর ডিসঅ্যাপিয়ারেন্স ডে অ্যান্ড হাফ অফ চাতুর্মাস ডে ওয়ান কৌড়ি হ্যাপেনিং ফর সন্ন্যাসিনস ফোর মান্থ সন্ন্যাসী staying in some one place and a half of that chaturmasa they are cleaning head. But that day, Purnima day, and become famous as Vishwarup Khauri Mahotsav, Vishwarup Prabhu, brother of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, elder brother, and he was incarnation of Baladev. Someone telling Nityananda Prabhu and Vishwarup Prabhu Nandit form Sachi Mata, considering Nityananda Prabhu as his Vishwarup son. And Mahaprabhu, when child age, that time Vishwarup going to Advaita Acharya's house and renounce mentality and always hearing from Krishna conception, Krishna Katha, talking about not only talking, it is discussion about Krishna conception, everything happening in Advaita Acharya Bhavan. There are many devotees joining with Advaita Acharya Prabhu and Vishwarup also joining there for discussion, discourses they are going on. Sometimes may time pass for feeding and Vishambha, his brother, going to call Advaita Acharya Bhavan to call Vishwarup, such Mata sending. And Vishambha, when going there, everyone seeing the exalted divine form of Vishwamba, you must be there some Aisharik Shakti, maybe Krishna Shakti inside there and attracting everyone. Krishna, this word meaning is that who is attracting and giving joy in heart. Akashayati and Anandam, giving joy in heart. And divine form of Vishwambhar was like that, and everyone was surprised to see Vishwambhar devotee there. Later manifested as a devotee of Mahaprabhu, and Vishwambhar taking hand of Vishwarup and coming back house, and Vishnu Prasada, Mother Sachi, giving to both son. This way Vishwarup grown, but father, mother wants to give marriage, and they are thinking at different sources, coming some relation about marriage, and Vishwarup cannot tolerate that, and Vishwarup leave his house as sannyasi. Shankararanya his name was. But after Mahaprabhu taking sannyasi went to South India preaching, their Mahaprabhu heart, Vishwarup came there, and there Puri Goswami, when meet Mahaprabhu with them, Chaitanya Dev, with him, and he wants to know Mahaprabhu's birthplace, father, mother, identity, etc. And he told Mahaprabhu here that Sachi Devi's son, Jagannath Mishra son, came and disappeared here. And Mahaprabhu told, he was my Pupas from previous life, my brother and mother, Sachi Devi, etc. And that is the disappearance of Vishwarup. News Mahaprabhu had got there in South India. And we are all remembering that Vishwarup day today. And we are following some rules and regulations what given in Vedic culture. This Varnashram, Brahmacharya, Karastha, Vanaprastha, Sannyas, and duty of Sannyas, Sannyasi. Sannyasi not staying in one place, he is going place to place for pilgrimage, all India. But this 4 months, Savan Bhadra, Ashin Kartik, this is rainy season actually, and we have some disturbance you are seeing now. Still a rainy season going on in South India, in Odisha, so much rain and disturbance come. People are losing their house. This type of rain, even Kashmir this year I am hearing, other year I not remember situation of Kashmir, but this year they are also flat in Kashmir. Miracle, all the weather, waves, everything changing day by day. But these 4 months, Sannyasi also disturbed by rainy season. And scripture given some relief to the Sannyasis. The 4 months they will not go to pilgrimage and stay somewhere with their bhajan, practicing the bhajan, and somehow we'll get something prasad that. But Mahaprabhu also went South India, went. He stayed in Venkat Bhattu's house. Gopal Bhattu, Venkat Bhattu, their house. 4 months. Chaturmasi, then after Chaturmasi he went again for pilgrimage. But there he met with Paramananda Puri. And for the last Thakur day, disappearance day, past yesterday actually. But by calendar calculation and Mahaprabhu's conception, we are calculating this way. Mahaprabhu said, Sarvatra Vidhyatag Avidhya Karan. Then yesterday was Vidhya, Vaidyastakur, disappearance day. Then yesterday not observed. Today we are observing Vaidyastakur. Vaidyastakur, his pastimes was very miraculous and so famous in Bengal when he is living in Navadvip, Bengal, Shantipur, and everywhere his glory was so glorious, and he was the first person to preach Krishna consciousness by order of Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur. Before that Haridas Thakur preached Kali Yuga Dharma, Hari Naam Sankirtan, Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And we heard he born in Mlecho family, and someone telling he born in Hindu family, maybe Brahmin family, but he grown in Mlecho family, Muslim, they taken as son, and Haridas Thakur was son of Mlecho. But he was the first preacher of Krishna consciousness. That time when Husain Sabatsa was the king, Batsa meant Muslim king. From that time he was so famous preacher. Maybe before that, and always his advising to everyone to chant Hare Krishna and be happy, like that. And Muslim Qazi, who was the representative of Muslim king and Muslim religion, he was very angry with Haridas Thakur, and he told, "You born in Muslim family, you tell Allah Allah always, why you are telling Hare Krishna?" This objection coming from different quarter to Qazi, and Qazi chastised him, but he do not care, and Qazi wants to kill him. An order to kill him by whipping, and they try it but cannot make Haridas Thakur fainted. Then they understand that Haridas Thakur is not ordinary man. They folded and told to Haridas Thakur, "You are not fainted, not dying, and we are trying to kill him, but not successful, then Qazi will kill us. You please die." Then Haridas Thakur become as dead man, and they took dead body of Haridas Thakur to Qazi, and Qazi told not to give samadhi. His follower, what Bengali Urdu person, anyhow, that word not from anti-Muslim, then to throw his body in Ganges, not to buried. Then they throw and Haridas Thakur floating there and gone to Shantipur, and they are Puriya, one place we are going to Navadvip, and in the road that we are seeing that there he stayed in a cave and chanting Hare Krishna preacher. then meeting with Advaita Acharya, and he was the best friend of Advaita Acharya at that time. And when Mahaprabhu appeared, then Advaita joined with Mahaprabhu, and then Nityananda also joined. And Mahaprabhu, after coming back from Gaya, he started to preach Krishna consciousness, Krishna Nam, to the world he is giving. And that time he ordered to Nityananda and Haridas Thakur, Suna Suna Nityananda, Suna Haridas, Sarvatra Amaragya Karaha Prakash Kati Dare Dare Giya Kara Ehi Dhikha, Bala Krishna Bhaja Krishna Para Krishna Sikha, Yavai Aar Navalibe Navalaiva, Deen Abhasane Asi Amare Kuhiva, Tomra মাগিলে ভিক্ষা যেই না বলব তবে আমি চক্র হস্তে সবারে কাটি। দিস অর্ডার গিভেন মহাপ্রভু টু হরিদাস নিত্যানন্দ এন্ড দে ওয়েন্ট ডোর টু ডোর এন্ড সামবডি হ্যাপিলি টেকিং এন্ড সামবডি নট টেকিং লাইক দ্যাট সিচুয়েশন বাট ওয়ান ডে দে হ্যাভ সিন জগাই মাধা ইন দা ওয়ে They are seated in the road and taking wine and strong wine, and both are too much inauspicious and sinful man. Also their position was very good, like OC in city Navadvip. Officer in charge of police. But there was Brahmin boy, Brahmin person, but not following any religious rules and regulations, and become more than ritual bad. But Nityananda Prabhu was so merciful, and he has sinned. If this is the perfect person to rescue with Mahaprabhu's conception. And Haridas told not to go, then they are unconscious. So who will hear your advice? They are drunk. Not to go, then we will go somewhere, other place. But Nityananda said no. This is my best place to keep Krishna concepts. Nityananda Prabhu with Haridas little headache, then Nityananda Prabhu. Nityananda Prabhu ran away, but Haridas cannot run away. A penny. Very difficult to run. Anyhow, they went and preached. O Jagai Madhav, Mahaprabhu appeared and ordered, chant Hare Krishna and be happy, and Hare Krishna rescue you. And Jagai Madhav was red eyes with wine, and they chastised Haridas Nityananda, and they ran away that day. And Mahaprabhu hears Nityananda Prabhu's activity. And Mahaprabhu said, Krishna will take them if they will hear from Nityananda. But next day Nityananda Prabhu first time gone to them and told him, take Harinam and be happy. And they was more angry, and they told to Tanu, you must get out from our front, otherwise we shall hit you. But they cannot wake up, too much drunk. and Nityananda Prabhu giving Harinam to them. Then Madhai, he taken that Kalsikana, the mouth of the clay pot, and throw to Nityananda, and Nityananda Prabhu's head was cut in and back falling. Still Nityananda Prabhu said, Mera chokal sir kana, thai bole ki prem dabo. You can do anything but chant Hare Krishna. And again Madhai wants to hit him, and Jagai taken his hand. Hare Sannyasi, you are beating that. Not to do again. He is already hit it. And Haridasa went to Mahaprabhu and told news. Then Nityananda doing this, and they are present. And Mahaprabhu was so angry and went there. And Chakra Prabhu Daki Ghanigam. Mahaprabhu and Jagai Madhai have seen in hand of Mahaprabhu the Chakra Krishna's weapon, and there was so fearful and fall down to Mahaprabhu's lotus feet. And with Mahaprabhu, so many went there. Anyhow, they apologized to Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu said, apologize to Nityananda. And Mahaprabhu heard the Jagai said Nityananda Prabhu again hitting, for again hitting. And Mahaprabhu embraced to Jagai. And Madhai was crying, but Mahaprabhu said, you go to Nityananda, he will take your apples and you will be rescued. And both are rescued by the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu. Jagai Madhai Tora Nakuri Spap, Jagai Madhai Vale Har Nareva. Mahaprabhu said, Nityananda Prabhu, who is so much merciful to you, you are already rescued. And again, you have not to do wrong, sinful work. And they told, never we shall do. We have surrendered to you. What else is our future? You tell us. Mahaprabhu said, people are going bathing to Ganges. This way is dirty sometimes. You clean this way. This is your duty, and chant Hare Krishna to everyone. And people will follow you. And that happened. That ghat, my bathing place named Madhai Ghat, there in Mayapur, we are coming after Parikrama through Madhai Ghat. Anyhow, this way Haridas Thakur with Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu preaching Krishna consciousness. Then when Mahaprabhu taken sannyas and went to Puri, there, after meeting with the devotee in Advaita Acharya Bhavan, and everyone honored the advice of Sachi Mata. Sachi Mata said, if Chaitanya Deva will stay in Puri, that is good. to go back to house. It is not religion. But sannyasi, I want to get the news time to time. I will get news time to time of Nimai. He will live in Puri and devotee always going, coming, going, coming. I said, you know. Then I decided Mahaprabhu will go to Puri and will stay there, Jagannath Dham. And Haridas Thakur crying to Mahaprabhu and telling, what will be for me? That is a Hindu country. I am living in Muslim country, no problem, I am Muslim. But there is Hindu country. And Jagannath Puri is completely Hindu. There are no one Muslim around Jagannath. But you are living there, and what shall I do? Mahaprabhu said, don't worry, I shall go there and I shall take you there. And when devotee met with Mahaprabhu, and Haridas Thakur also went there, and Mahaprabhu taken one place from Mishra, Kasi Mishra, one place Kasi Mishra garden. And Mahaprabhu asked, where is one thatched room? I said, I want that room for me. And Kasi Mishra said, everything for you. As you like, you do. And when met Haridas Thakur with Mahaprabhu, then Mahaprabhu, after meeting with everyone, and embraced Haridas Thakur and taken him to that garden room, thatched room, and told he will stay here. And from here you will see the Jagannath temple, Chura, top of the Jagannath temple, and chakra, and you pay dandavat from here. Every day you chant to stay here. In that time, Haridas Thakur sat regular bhav, will take 3 lakhs for now, and he is taking to stay there. There was a bakul tree, and under the bakul tree he is sitting and taking harinam. And Mahaprabhu every day going for bathing in the ocean, and first meeting with Haridas, embracing Haridas, and going to bathing in ocean. Every day Mahaprabhu, this was regular program. But when Mahaprabhu 12 years was in the Gambhira, after finishing his preaching, Mahaprabhu taken sannyas, 24 years old. And 6 years he preached Krishna consciousness in the
6 years
Vrindavan Chhatri. 6 years traveling. Last time he was in Gambhira with Ramananda Rai and Sarod Bhagavan. Then that time Haridas Thakur, he understands that Mahaprabhu not will stay longer in this world. Mahaprabhu's health and Mahaprabhu's activity, etc. Haridas Thakur know everything. Mahaprabhu went to meet with Haridas Thakur. Then Haridas Thakur, yesterday prasadam not taken because his পরিণাম সংখ্যা নট ফুলফিল থ্রি লেস দেন মহাপ্রভু আস হোয়াট হ্যাপেন ইউ আর নট টেকিং দ্যাট প্রসাদ হি টোল্ড মাই সংখ্যা নাম নট ফুলফিল আই আর নট টেকিং প্রসাদ বলে নাও ইউ আর ওল্ড ম্যান and so much you chanted whole life and preached Harinam. Now you make shorter Shankha, make one life. What is the starting point? Actually, I am very unhappy. I understand that you not will stay more longer in this world. And I do not want to see that you, that past times of your death. Before that I want to leave my body. And that time I want to see your face, your lotus feet I will take in my chest and my mouth will chant. And your lotus face I shall see through my eyes, etc., etc. And that way I shall live my life. This is my desire. And it is my prayer to you. You please fulfill my desire. I know who are you. And then if you like and take my prayer, I shall be very happy. Mahaprabhu said, Yohilas Jesumi Magibe Krishna, is so merciful, Krishna must fulfill your desire. But I am very unhappy and sad that I shall lose your association. Anyhow, Krishna's will says that. And next day come, Mahaprabhu with many devotees to Haridas' house and ask Haridas, Prabhu kahe Haridas kaho samachar, Haridas kahe Prabhu je ichcha tumhar. Mahaprabhu asked to Haridas Thakur, tell news. I am ready. And Haridas said, as you like, I am ready. Then Angane Arambhila Prabhu Mahasankirta Bhaktreshwar Pandit Thakuraya Nartha. And so big Sankirtan started Mahaprabhu. And Haridas Thakur seated. And Mahaprabhu seated. Mahaprabhu given his lotus feet to Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur seeing Mahaprabhu's mouth, face, and chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Repeatedly, Haridas chanting that Mahamantra and disappear. And Mahaprabhu taking his body. And Mahaprabhu danced with Haridas Thakur's body. And much glories of Haridas Thakur Mahaprabhu told to the devotee. When Haridas Thakur disappeared, taken his body, Mahaprabhu himself to the ocean, and he cleaned Haridas Thakur's body with ocean water and told Prabhu kahe samudra ei maha kirta hoy today Haridas Thakur, body, bed and samudra, he is Mahatirtha, but more than that, glories have got the ocean. And who will bathe in Puri in this ocean, he will go to Vaikuntha. This boon Mahaprabhu given, and Chandan, etc., given them Mahaprabhu, digging that sand in the bank of ocean, and he himself given Samadhi of Haridas Thakur, and all the devotees, they given the sand, and Mahaprabhu given one tulasi to Haridas Thakur Samadhi, and arrange for protection of that area. And with the devotee, Mahaprabhu went to Jagannath temple after bathing. Then Mahaprabhu begged himself for making Mahotsav of Haridas Thakur's disappearance, Mahamahotsav, and so much prasad of Jagannath he have got. And Mahaprabhu with Uttariya begging all the Shaktipat, they want to give so much, but Sardamana tell no. Ek ek drubbir punja, the amal, and a four-fish each, prasada, give me four-fish. This way Mahaprabhu begged Haridas Thakur Mahotsav. Haridas Thakurer Mahotsaver Tare Pashari Magiye Bhikkha Dehoto Amare. Pashari Mane, who is shopkeeper? Mahaprabhu asking, give me Bhikkha. I shall make Mahamahotsav part. Haridas Thakur. And Kashi Mishra, he had in so many Mahaprasadam, a rice, etc. Noontime, 2 o'clock, that bhog finished, and Kashi Mishra's share of bhoga, they are so much. And Kashi Mishra given that prasadam for feeding the Vaishnava, making Mahotsav. Then so many prasad distributed Mahaprabhu himself to the sincere seekers. But Swarup Damodar told Mahaprabhu, you sit and you take prasad, otherwise no one takes it. And I am and others will do for his patience. And they are distributing, Mahaprabhu taking with that devotee. This way Mahaprabhu finished that day's program, and Harsha Vishadu Prabhu Vishram Karila. Then, after finishing the festival, Mahaprabhu taken rest with happiness and sadness. Again, he will not see Haridas. And happiness that desire of Haridas fulfilled. And one chapter of his lifetime finished there. Then Mahaprabhu deeply with Ramananda Rai and Sarvadamba. enter into the Gambhira Lila. First time, Gambhira. And next to Dr. Jatra time, Mahaprabhu disappeared. This is the Harilas Thakur's. But he has so great glories, what Mahaprabhu himself recited in front of all the devotees. And in the middle, when Rupa Goswami come and Mahaprabhu make one meeting to establish Rupa Goswami as his Sampradaya leader, wants to establish him, Rupa Goswami. In that meeting also, Harilas Thakur was present. And when Nama Mahatma, Rupa Goswami Prabhu's composition, Tunde Tanda Vinirathing Vitanuti Tundavali Lathai Karana Krura Karam Vinigatayate Karanarvude Bhaspriyam Cheta Prangana Sangini Vijayate Sarvendriyanam Kriti Na Jani Janita Kiyad Viramatai Krishne Kivarnatai. And Harilas Thakur heard that shloka. He told, I heard so many glorification shloka from so many scriptures, but like this shloka I have not heard before. This is Rupa Goswami Prabhu's glories also. Harilas Thakur himself describe himself. The Nama Mahatma and more history in Harilas Thakur's character, Hiranya Govardhan meeting, there a Brahman Pandit. He wants to address Harilas Thakur's activity, but he is punished by Krishna. There's so many history in his life, and every day he is meeting with Advaita Acharya, Advaita Acharya giving him some food, prasada, and when offering Mahaprasada, Advaita Acharya, his forefathers, and that Mahaprasada he is giving to Harilas Thakur. And Harilas told, be prayed, Anukhainu, Mlechohiya, etc., etc. So many stories there inside Harilas' character. Vaish Bajari Vettaka and throwing in the Ganges his body, and Maya Devi herself come to Harilas Thakur for control by his illusion, and also Ramchandra Khan wants to reduce his glory, send some prostitute, etc., etc. So many stories about Harilas Thakur. And Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, he given all gist of the character of Harilas Thakur. Oh, kaya jaya 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 Harilas Namir Mahima Jiva Kurila Prakash. That was the last half of this disciple's day. And with Srila Guru Maharaj we are making every year some festival. But that time we was very small. But we are doing festival. Mahaprabhu himself doing Dhan festival of disappearance. That disappearance festival Mahaprabhu Dhan. Then we are doing festival. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, whole month full, so many festival, month full started with Jhulan Yatra. And after that, Janmashtami, Radhashtami, Bhakuna Taku, and many Lalita Saptami, Sita Navami, etc. And we are following that. And today is finish day, finishing day, month full festival in Chaitanya Saraswati Math. Jai Srila Haridas Thakur ki jai. Sadhya Sriha Sriha ki jai. Maha Maha Utsav ki jai. Jai Svandato Vaishnavbinda ki jai. All the assembled devotees ki jai. Parinam Sankirtan ki jai. Haridas Thakur ki jai. Siddha Bhagavan ki jai. Puri Dham ki jai. Jai Balabhadra Subhadra Jagannath Ji ki jai. Rupa Sanatana, I am coming from Vrindavan to see Mahaprabhu. They are also living with Haridas Thakur. That Siddha Bhakti garden. Actually more glorious character than Mahaprabhu. Haridas Thakur's character is Mahaprabhu himself glorifying Haridas and done everything for Haridas. Jai Om Vishwas Labhu Sridhar Devasami Maharaj Ki Jai.
Thank you.